Well, we can't. So it's happened a few times. Luckily, in the last few times, we've been able to go online. It's worked online, and we've been able to see a seating plan, so we can certainly say what seats were free. But nowadays technology, if it's down, it's down. But it's happened a few times, and we've got the shows in, and we've got them up and running, you know. But if people's come to collect tickets, we can't look to see. So we have sort of done it through the online, and just said, well, the seat's free there, you'll have to sit there, and took some money, you know. But touch wood, it doesn't happen very rarely. No, we don't fix it. It's all done with email or phone the computer software people. Or if it's Nottingham City Council IT department, then they would fix it as well. And the IT from Nottingham City Council do come in, but they won't have anything to do with the actual box office programme, because that's a different company altogether. Tessitura is a box office and marketing system, really. I would say it's more marketing than actual box office system, which enables us to sell tickets virtually, and then all the offshoots or all the reports it does, and it keeps people's customers' data and stuff. So it's just, I don't know why the reason they was Chester was chosen. I think the people who powers what we thought it was a good system. So there's lots of box office systems out there. It was before my time giving out little tickets out of a book. Even though I did work with somebody who's retired now, who did actually work here when it was tickets out of a... You ripped a ticket out of a book or something. I'm not quite sure how that system worked, but it was something in those on those lines. So, you know. And they all sat there doing the knitting in between telephone calls, apparently. Very weird. It wouldn't happen nowadays. Well, the future will be printing tickets at home, which obviously will save us a vast expense of having to provide tickets. So that's the next step forward, I would imagine. And I can see that the internet's not going to go away, and online bookings are going to, eventually it's going to be nearly the norm to book online as opposed to deal with. So my assumption is the box office will get smaller or become more of a customer service provider. You know, I mean, oh, I'm stuck online, I can't, my tickets. That type of thing, yes, is actually, yes, physically selling. I mean, my assumption is my type of job, they're still going to want people to put tickets online. So, yes, so, you know, you've still got to get somebody to do that side of it. So, but I mean, even in cinemas now, you go across the road to the cinema now, there's a machine in the foyer where you get your ticket. And at railway stations as well, isn't there? Yes. So I don't know whether that's a technology theatres can use, but I assume one day that may not, there might be a machine in the foyer. Nowadays, I mean, since I started 18 years ago in the box office, we virtually sold tickets. But now I hear them on the phones, you know. If you click on here, you click on there, so they're actually helping them buy the tickets online as well. So, yeah, so that's changed in my 18 years, whereas there was no online booking when I started. You'd either got phones or counter. Yeah. Like, they were your two choices. So, but now they have become more customer service personal as opposed to box office.